Then you began to concentrate even more on funding charitable causes in our state. It's just interesting how life is meant to be. Because you spent a year here at Oklahoma City University, obviously that was strengthened because of LaDonna.
That's correct.
You established scholarships here, and you established the Oklahoma City University Business School.
Correct.
Then, in time, they named the school the Minder School of Business.
We started out at the other location. They call it the Minder School of Business when we gave, I think it was $2 million. Later, we were outgrowing it. We needed a new facility, I felt. We looked at remodeling the old building, but then we decided to build the new building. Over the years, I realized there was a lot of property around Oklahoma City University that was really not very good and had drug dealers and different things. So we've bought over 120 houses or individual lots around Oklahoma City University. So we had the property, and this is why we built the building for the School of Business.
You donated the money for this building.
We did 100% of the land and the building and the furnishings.
Which came to $18.5 million?
That's correct.
We're sitting in that building right now outside. It's the Minder School of Business on this building. It's built on property that you once lived in around here.
That's correct.
When you first came to Oklahoma City.
First came to Oklahoma City that first summer. I lived right in one of those houses that are no longer here.
How about this building, since it was your money? Were you into the day-to-days of building the building?
I was here pretty much every day. It went very well. The contractor loved us because when the decision had to be made, we made it that day. Not any committees, which happens quite often. So we got the building in with what we thought it would cost and ahead of schedule. We couldn't have asked for more.
What is housed here then?
This is the Minder School of Business. The entire business school is here.
That's quite a few faculty and students that are in
this
building?
That's correct. We have a large undergraduate, but even a larger graduate program in the business school.
Do you talk to them? Are you asked to speak to their classes?
Well, I did for a couple years one day, but I just am not comfortable with that, so I've discontinued that.
You've been very helpful to Habitat for Humanity. There's a long list here. You established the Minders Foundation.
When we sold the company, we established the Minders Foundation and have given a great deal from that. And we've done a great deal personal. The Minders Foundation is almost running out of money. They give away too much.
Also, he needed to get away and get out into the countryside. And so wasn't there a ranch that came about?
My favorite place is the ranch at Cookson, Oklahoma, Diamond H Ranch. 6,600 acres of pasture and woodlands and a lot of wildlife, deer and turkey. It's very relaxing and the place to be.
That's down in Cherokee and Sequoia counties.
That's correct, two counties.
Are you giving parcels of the land to the Boy Scouts?
We're giving it all to the Boy Scouts. We've done parts of it. I'll keep 240 acres until I pass away and my wife passes away, and so long after that, then they'll have that 240. But they use all of it right now. We build them a building on the land that they have, a welcome center or whatever they call it.
Wade Phillips did that with his ranch in New Mexico.
Well, I've been on the one in New Mexico, and he did it, and I agree. You know, young people, they need a place to be able to go. I think it can't be anything better than outdoors. They do a lot of hiking and mountain biking and canoeing and kayaking. It's so rewarding to get up in the morning and drive around on the ranch a little bit, see 30, 40 scout tents here, and go a little further on, another 20, 30. You know, when you get 100 and some scouts out there having a great time fishing and whatever, it makes life worthwhile.
On top of that, there are no milk cows on that ranch.
That's right. No milk cows, no pigs, and no chickens.
But you do run cattle, beef cattle.
That's correct.
Horses?
We have two horses. They're Mustangs. We just enjoy it tremendously.
While I've named all these great institutions that you've contributed to, there must be some others.
Beside the business school, number one would be the Kramer School of Nursing. My wife's maiden name is Kramer, and the first building we had was named in honor of her parents. And then we had to add a second one. We just did an expansion. The school has more than doubled in the last couple of years.
The School of Nursing?
The School of Nursing.
Is that associated with OCU?
Yes, it's on the campus here at Oklahoma City University. It's right here. I couldn't build one without the other.
Named after each of you, and that's just great. You know, it was interesting, too, that apartment that you rented
in Tampa, Florida
was owned by a florist.
you know, just like it was meant to be. What are the odds of that happening? I never would have cashed any other check but that one.
But you had a business mind you were born with. There's no question about that. It just happened to be that this was it. It could have been something else.
Could have been anything else.
Whatever it took to be able to make money and to figure this whole thing out.
I feel I would have been in business regardless.
Right.
Flowers was the last thing I thought it would have been.
Well, it's been the best thing you could have done,
really
that's
has.
For sure.